Today's recording is dedicated in honor of the birthday of Tehillah Levine. May she see only simcha and bracha and continue to be deeply rooted like a tree in her love of Hashem and of Torah by her husband Chaim, daughter Nava, and the whole family. On a day like today that's all about trees, I'm always reminded of a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, a section of ethics from the fathers, which when I was a youngin, that means a young man in some parts of mid-America, when I was a youngin, it always troubled me, this Mishnah, because it seems to be saying the opposite of everything the Baal Shem Tov taught and that the Hasidic movement is about. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught that one that is traveling on the path, one that is walking along the path and is learning Torah, and a mafsik mimishnasei and stops learning Torah in order to look at the beauty of a tree and says, Manoe ilan zeh, how beautiful is this tree? Hareze mischayev benafshei, he is liable his soul. Meaning, of course, the simple meaning that he's liable to death, which is quite an extreme pronouncement. Now, putting aside the extremity of it and putting aside, of course, the simple idea, which, of course, we have to always learn Torah as much as we can to avoid bittul Torah, not learning Torah when we're able to at all costs. That's so important. Obviously, that's the idea being implied over here. But seemingly, that person stops learning Torah in order to observe nature, to see the beauty of the world around them. Everything that the Baal Shem Tov and Chassidus teaches is to use the world as a way to see God, as a vehicle to attach oneself to God, to have dveikus through the world. And if that's not enough, Maimonides, the Rambam himself, writes that the way to come to love of God and awe of God is by contemplating nature, contemplating the physical world. How could the Mishnah, how could Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say that if a person stops learning Torah to do that, they're liable their soul? So I've seen one answer given, that this Reb Shimon Bar Yochai taught after he left the cave the first time. You might remember that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai spent 12 years in a cave and came to such an extreme level of spirituality, such a high level, that when he came out, he was so not able to bear physicality and mundane. And when he saw people involved in the mundane physical world, he burned them up with his eyes. So God sent him back to the cave a second time for another year, and then he reached an even higher level, that when he came out, anything mundane he saw, he brought healing. He came to the higher level where he was able to see the spiritual and God in the physical world. So there's some that want to say that this Mishnah he taught like in between. That stage when he was like in his fundamentalist stage and burning up mundane in the physical, that's when he said that if you stop learning to look at a tree and say, Manoi ilan zeh, how beautiful is the tree, you're liable your soul. But of course that's a hard interpretation, because it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's in Pirkei Avos. It's in Ethics from Sinai. It's actually a Mishnah that we learn. So it's hard to say that it was like he said it during a certain mood swing that he had. So when I was a youngin, when I was a young man, I said an interpretation of this Mishnah, which I thought was pretty radical, until later on I saw something even more radical from the Baal Shem Tov. When I was a youngin, I explained it as follows, that a mafsik b'mishnaseh, that a person that you already stopped learning Torah, and you say, how beautiful is this tree, harezim is chayev benafshe, now you're obligated to serve God with all your soul. If you picked your head up from the book, and you took the time out of Torah learning to observe nature, to see the beauty of trees, the glory, the gracefulness, the splendor of nature, harezim is chayev benafshe, now when you serve God, you have to do with all your soul. You can't just enjoy nature for the sake of enjoying it, saying, Manoi ilan zeh, how beautiful is this tree. If you're doing it, it has to be, because now you're going to bring your soul into your service of God. And now when you daven, you have to use that experience to inspire you to serve God with all of your soul. So I thought that was a pretty radical way of explaining the Mishnah according to Chassidus. But then I saw brought down in the name Baal Shem Tov something even deeper. The Baal Shem Tov said that the problem over here is that you feel that you are mafsik mimishnasei. You feel that you stopped learning Torah. You feel that when you looked at the beauty of a tree and you said, Mana ilan zeh, how beautiful is this tree, you feel a dualism. You feel you stopped learning Torah and now you did something else and saw the beauty of nature. Therefore, you're liable to such a horrible punishment. The problem is that you feel that the world is something other than Torah. The problem is that you feel this dualism that you're either learning Torah or seeing the beauty of the world, and not seeing the world as a continuation of your dveikus that you attain to God through learning Torah. Which I'm sure is why this holiday of Tu B'Shvat we always comes out around the same time when we read Parshas Yisra, the parsha all about the receiving of Torah. This holiday that's the most about seeing the beauty of trees and of nature, appreciating the beauty of God through the world. Because the Jewish people received the Torah, as the Baal Shem Tov is saying, in order to make the world part of that Torah. Don't be mafsik mimishnosei, don't stop learning and say how beautiful is the tree. Let the tree be another sugya in Torah. Just like you learn a masechas baba metziah and a masechas sukkah, learn this tree, the masechta of this tree. This person you come into contact with, learn the sugya of this person. Expand the domain of the Torah. Make reality seamlessness, because indeed God is seamlessness, because God is the all, and therefore Torah is the all. And if we'll live in such a way, we'll merit to see the day when the ultimate tree, the Ilana Dechai, the tree of life, which is God, will be revealed in all his infinity, and we will see all of reality just as the leaves and the branches of God.